It is a joy to be back again, and I don't really, I'm visiting, I'm a guest speaker here today, but yet it's also home for me in many, many ways, and especially on my spiritual journey that I guess, as Brad talked about, your gift of love to the family that is just shifting to Thompson, and reminding me of just the love that I personally received, and also Nancy and then our family when they were very young, that God used many of you and this church to touch our lives and to provide most importantly, a safe place to just be who we were, which and are. But I'll get into that. So briefly, I guess this morning I'm going to give you a little, just a synopsis, a little short brief update of the ministry, our name change and what has been happening. And then we're going to have a short music video that I'll explain in a minute. And then I'll bring my my message on touching on rest and refreshment. I believe that's been your theme here this summer. And listening to some of the clips of the previous messages and communicating by email with Kenny and just getting a little sense of your journey and what you've been doing. And so I guess the word rest is sort of my topic, that's what we're going to talk about in a continuation of what you've already been doing. But I guess the history here, I'm always reminded of history in relation to my own journey and then the ministry. Journey Canada-Central Office is located here in Winnipeg, and we've been here for, I guess the very first group meeting that started will be this coming January. It'll be 28 years that there was a group of people, and the majority of them came from Trinity, that we had secrets and we were wrestling with, and we found a safe place. And so that group started in January of 1988. And it's gone through many transitions over the years, and when it needed some formal leadership, Nancy and I were being equipped to go to be in full-time ministry. We had been in full-time ministry, and we were going to continue. All fingers were pointed at us, but even before our friends pointed their fingers at us, we really felt God's call on our life. So it really was just, we didn't hesitate to say yes. And so then, as the ministry, the group kept meeting, and then it got formalized and became an official Canadian Revenue Canada charity in 1993. And then we went from a couple names, but our name now, Journey Canada, so what was Living Waters Canada and what was New Direction Flight Ministries is now Journey Canada. No more name changes. I trust. It's all been a journey. But we really trust that, I mean, as the ministry grew and expanded over the years of addressing various issues, that we really believe that the name really aligns very well with the type of work that we do. Because everybody is on a journey. And so journey is an inviting word and conveys our sense of hope at meeting God afresh in the years to come. It's well aligned with the concept of experiential discipleship that lies at the heart of our programs. Journey is also a highly accessible word that welcomes people from all backgrounds to join us in pursuing Jesus and experience healing. When you hear the name word journey, I think it gives you a sense of what it is. It's a journey. When we used to say our former name, it was like, what's that? You dig wells in Africa? And that happened one time. I was in a church, and we had our display, and a woman came by and said, "Oh, I know what you guys do." And it sounds so familiar. I thought, oh, you know, and I sort of knew not everybody that was involved with the ministry or knew about us. And I thought, oh, really? I said, where did you hear about us? Oh, well, you dig wells in Africa. And then, no. So the name change is a very practical one, many reasons, but it really does convey the work that we do. So the ministry, the rebranding, a new logo, and then a renaming of all of our groups and the programs that we run. So now our long program is called Journey Discipleship Course, which is the 24 to 25 week. And then we have our Journey 101, which is a 6-week session, which is an introduction to our ministry that anybody would benefit from, just knowing who God is, acknowledging our needs, and understanding that we all have something that God wants to work in our life. And then we have a Journey young adult, youth and young adults. So the same material that has been reworked and sort of changed in sort of format and style to relate to a different generation, to younger people. And so everything is just sort of on this journey. We also have another group that we've offered on occasion called SALT. I believe it will get renamed, but it doesn't have a new name yet, but Sex Addicts Learning Trust. But everything is all centered on getting to know God better and to, in turn, getting to know ourselves better and discipling each person that comes to the ministry in a deeper relationship with their God. Whatever the issue or struggles or areas of weakness or shame or things that they are carrying, that we're not just a ministry that deals with the issue that I've dealt with in my life is gender confusion and my walking away from embracing a gay identity, that we're much, much more than that. And many sort of write us off or think that the Ministry of Journey Canada is not necessarily for them personally. They encourage us, bless us, support us through words of encouragement, prayer, finances, but think it's just for those people. But it's for much more than just people dealing and wrestling with unwanted same-sex attraction, but men and women dealing with just being stuck in their relationship as a husband and wife, difficulty in communicating and working in as a team, codependency, low self-esteem, just people who just have difficulty committing themselves or stick to it, sticking at something, and they get so far and they just end up to pack it in, and then they, after years, find them just sort of, oh, gee, I've had been in a relationship like this once before. Oh, this has happened to me before. Why do I keep getting attached or linked with people that are not lifting me up and building me up? And so Journey Canada is a place where all are welcome to come. And so then the this coming October, October 29th, I know we need to get something up on your bulletin board, is that we have our annual fundraising event. It's a dinner, and it'll be held at the Winter Club, but you can contact our office for tickets and information on that. And our guest speaker for this coming year is Tony Doval-Smith. He's the National Director of Living Waters Canada, located in Vancouver, because our local ministry, we started by ourselves, but then we've linked together with ministries across the country. So there's Journey Canada, and the head office is in Vancouver, and then there's Journey Calgary, Journey Edmonton, and Journey Central Office that's here, then in Ontario and Quebec, and then in Nova Scotia. And so we still have a few provinces to get established in. And so you can pray for Saskatchewan. We've gotten calls and requests for help over the years, And we have prayed for many years, couple decades, that God will raise somebody up in the province of Saskatchewan to organize this so it can be something more consistent. Because each location is, God has really raised an individual up, such as myself, here, and then passing on that baton. And the other change here locally is that 2 years ago, I stepped aside as the executive director because I felt it was time just to give it to someone different, and that I had given what I had to give, that I could continue to maintain the ministry, but something fresh and new, I felt they needed somebody younger. Or not necessarily younger, but just fresh. And so at that time, actually our eldest daughter, who was dedicated here, again, Trinity, you just play a part in this ministry more than you think, and that she was prophesied over as a little girl, that she was going to be this leader, and she was going to, you know, have all kinds of people sort of under her, and she was going to be this discipler and stuff. Well, that has all come to be. And so my eldest daughter took my job 2 years ago, this past April, and so she has become my boss, which has been good, and that this comes with all its challenges, but yet we survived like 2.5 years or so, and it's all good. Many parents could not work with their child, or their children would never want to work with their parents. So I'm thankful for that, but now we have another transition, is that our daughter Raina is expecting child. The baby is due at the end of October, and so we're just in the transition of having a term director step in, and his name is Reg Fraze, who happens to actually attend Nassau Street Church. So again, Osborne Village and this area just seems to play a role in the ministry. And so he will be taking over as director while Raina is on maternity leave. And then we also have a new front office reception bookkeeper, because our receptionist, she is with child, and her last day was this past Friday. And so we have a new lady, Judy Anderson, who works at House of Ased, which you're familiar with. She does the books and financial stuff there, and now she's going to be here at our office. And so, again, there's a linkage, and I'm the only fixture that seems to go nowhere. I just keep sticking around, and so you can pray for me as I go through another transition with two new staff, and the people I was familiar with will be going on maternity leave. And like 2.5 years ago, when I stepped aside as director, then Kenny Workington, who is pastor here, he decided to move on and come here after being with us for 7 years. And then our receptionist that time decided to go to school. And so we had a new receptionist, so I adjusted to a different position and two new staff with nobody familiar around me. And now 2.5 years later, I'm going to go through the same thing. It's all good. Growth is good. But lots of adjustments for me, because I'm a man of routine. I like things to be the same, that I can count on, and I just know, you know, what's going to happen. Well, I don't always have control of that anymore, or I don't, and so you can pray for me. It's all good, but yet I have to adjust to it. So that is an overview of Journey Canada. Now, I'm going to jump into the music video, and this is, God just sort of gave this to me this morning, and I thank the tech, hopefully it'll work, that on short notice able to do it, is that actually one of our group members numbered some time back at one of our group meetings, and we were dealing with what our topic was, and dealing with identity and just sort of accepting where we're at and realizing that no matter what we go through, God is there. And the decisions and things that we will regret and wish that we had not made is that God looks past all of that, and he has hope for us. And our catchphrase for Journey Canada is, find hope, live life. Find hope, live life. And in order to find hope, we're going to talk about that after the video, and talking about we need to learn how to rest in order to truly have hope and to experience the grace of God in our life. And so this young man who was part of our group, he had this, he just played it, or it was on his playlist, and God had him play it at just the right time. And as he was driving home from the group meeting, he said he had to pull over and stop because he was crying and weeping of the hope that God was giving him through this music and the stories in it, and because he couldn't see because of the tears. And again, transformation and healing comes in learning things about ourselves, not just about God. We really have to understand ourselves in order to be able to connect with God at deeper levels. And so if you can just play that, there's some stories with it and the music, and I believe it's really powerful, and then I will continue.
Elliot's my fourth child. Basically, when they pulled Elliot out, they knew right away that something wasn't right with him.
I was working with troubled teens in a halfway house. I'd always wanted to be a pastor, but I'd always wanted to be a cop. That following spring, I was officer of the year in 2002.
There was a tumor in my brain. What 21-year-old wants to hear they have cancer?
15 or 16, I started struggling with an eating disorder.
It was my 12th birthday. I was turning 12. None of us heard the gunshot. We just heard my mom screaming.
I was sold into sex trafficking by my mother. I was 12.
They covered me with plastic, pronounced me dead. People meet me and they would never know all the things that I've been through.
I would overexercise, skip meals, trying to keep the shell pretty. I still ran track, and every race I lost was because I wasn't skinny enough. I had that approval addiction. It took control of me.
There are days of taking more than I can give. And there are choices that I made that I wouldn't make again.
My parents had planned an intervention for me, and my family, now they're telling me that I'm hurting them. That started a turning point.
I had my share of laughter, of tears.